Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you need information on how to become one of their 5-star technicians, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You'll get it there. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at CakesFlops on your Instagram. It's a three-man junk show. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning. Morning, boys.
Good morning.
What's up?
Also joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, buddy. Finally had a good night's sleep. Didn't sleep well the night before. Slept pretty good last night.
Excellent.
Nice.
Good to get that good night's sleep in early in the week.
Weather's been poop-a-doop.
Yeah, is it just going to rain every day now? Is that what it is? What a nightmare.
Today, tomorrow, Thursday, big storm.
Got to get that rain gear out, play golf through the rain.
Friday, nice.
I actually did a favor for a friend and played in this event. He asked me last minute. Had zero desire to do it. Zero. Literally zero.
I know.
And it poured the entire time.
Yep.
Thank God I only got there. I got there on about the 7th hole.
Good.
So I only had to endure it for like 11 or 12.
I went out to the Trevor Brown Memorial Charity Golf Tournament. Trevor Brown was the Loudoun County firefighter died in the line of duty last February. But just went out there to say hello to some people. Met his wife. Great woman. Strong woman, man. 3 young kids.
Well, I'm sure that's
dealing with that.
Brutal thing to go through,
but
obviously.
I mean, it was a packed house. I mean, there wasn't an empty spot in the golf course.
Where was the event?
1757,
again?
Where you guys played.
My buddy's at another event there today.
Really? Yeah.
They probably saw Mike Marr's mom. 3M.
I met Mike Marr's mom.
She's very nice.
She is. She's great.
Yeah. I had no idea she worked at 1757 until we were playing golf at 1757.
I didn't either until she actually came up to me.
Was on hot. Hot.
Very pretty. Very pretty woman.
Now Mike
pretty
Marr's
woman.
Very, gets very uncomfortable on the air.
But she
is good at it.
Yeah, we talked. We
it
talked
gets
a little
very
bit.
Uncomfortable on the air.
And then I just said hello to some people, but it was raining the whole time.
Yeah.
And there were some buddies of mine that were playing in it, and they came in after, you know, at the turn to get some cocktails. And they said, yeah, it's a slog.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, man, you got to deal with it. But yeah, it's supposed to rain. Storms later today in the late afternoon, early evening. Tomorrow, more storms. And then Thursday, big storms coming through.
Then
Friday is supposed to be really nice.
Felt bad for Mike Marr. He missed out on the really nice Purple Heart Foundation hat giveaway at the tournament because I was wearing it a couple days ago. He's like, where'd you get that? I was like, at the tournament. Like, they had a whole table filled with them, just giving them away. Why didn't you get one?
Yeah, I was just so locked in. When I pulled up that day, I just went straight to the mats. I had to get locked in.
Yeah.
Walked right by all the goodie bags and stuff. That's hand up. That's on me.
I mean, you missed out on the free sleeve of balls. I mean, I pumped all of mine either into the tall grass or the water, but they were free, so you might as well take advantage.
Yeah.
Next time, Mike Marr, you'll be ready next time.
Mike's mom said to me, he's a great kid. And I said, yeah, good dude. And she says, I asked her how many kids she has. She says 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's the only son.
Okay.
Mike has 3 older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I wish I had 4 boys.
Just putting all that business out
there. Are your sisters a big pain in the ass, Mike?
No.
I think her point was Mike's just so chill.
Such a nice kid.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Props from his mom.
Yeah, I'm way more just like relaxed than my sisters.
You're low maintenance.
How old are your sisters?
33, 31.
One and 29, 28.
28, 29, something like that.
Oh, he's the baby of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the youngest.
He's also known as one slip past the goalie.
come on.
Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy.
Let's be honest.
Hi, mommy.
Yeah, she probably wanted a boy. She wanted a boy.
She finally got one.
Decided to wait 10 years.
Yeah. Well, okay. Not 10. He's 25.
It's like a 3-year age, 2 or 3
it's only 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Don't make the kid feel bad early in the show.
All right.
Don't make him feel unwanted.
Now, nothing can kill my vibe today. I'm getting boots on the ground with Valdez playing Trump. I'm going to go low. I'm going to look like JJ Spawn out there on the 18th, right in front of that waterfall.
Nice.
Hope you like Carpath only.
Yeah.
Nice.
Taking four clubs out to the
probably
ball
gonna
every shot.
More like J.J. Walker. That's a very old reference, but nobody gets it. But that's probably the more
I'm going to play Friday. Not playing this week until Friday, because Friday's supposed to be really nice.
Very good.
Supposed to be high 80s, but low humidity. By the way, next week, heat wave coming through. 96, 96, 97.
I prefer that to the rain all day, every day.
Next week.
I don't know, but I can't play in that.
I'm
way too hot.
I'm escaping that heat wave. I'll be in San Diego, where it's going to be like 80 degrees.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Nice.
And I'm going to catch, I think I'm going to catch a Nats game the first day
Have you secured tickets yet?
No, but I mean, how hard can it be to get tickets to a Padres Nats game?
Is that going
to
be their 16th straight loss, the game you see?
I mean, possibly. It could be.
Dude, you should ask the Nats if they want to hook you. I know the tickets are probably cheap, but maybe they can get you silly seats.
I bet you they could.
And just ask the Nats.
So ask Kyle.
Oh. Yeah. I haven't really explored that, but
you know, for being in this game for 30 years, really haven't explored all the outer reaches.
I just don't want to seem like an ingrate because I reach out a lot already.
Yeah, but you reach out to different guys.
Yeah, but I don't.
This is a brand new. They have no idea that you're a mooch.
I know, but
like
I tend not to reach out like bi-coastally. I tend to keep my hookups.
Listen, you could easily get, I'm sure, cheap.
You know what? Now that you put it in my brain, I'll send a quick text to our guy RJ and or CK and see what happens.
Exactly.
See if anything can materialize.
Hey, I'm going to be out there. I want to support the Nats. You guys got any hookup on any great seats?
No, I do need to give a hat tip to a longtime listener from California, Winedonk. Winedonk is his screen name. Right. He sent like a graphic that shows, and I think this is a great life hack. He shows the shade. The fully shaded, the partially shaded, and fully in the sun seating grid.
So you know where you want to sit.
At Petco Park.
Yeah.
So that's great. I don't want to get
it. I mean,
even if it's 80 degrees, would I rather be in the shade?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Most likely.
It's pretty beautiful
out
there.
But I would forego shade for free.
Right.
Because free greater than sign shade. So we'll see. We'll see what can happen.
Is this just you and your wife?
Just the wife and I.
Oh, yeah. This is the sex trip.
It's our 30th anniversary trip.
Oh, yeah. This is the sex trip.
So Cakes is off next week.
Next week, yeah.
Good.
And then Bickle Fickle is
I think
off
the following week. To Nationals. I'll be up in Dallas.
I'm never off.
Down in Dallas.
He said out in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. Yeah,
we don't know where Dallas is.
I don't care about that stuff. I'm going to Dallas.
He doesn't care about the directions.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, it
I'm
is
getting on a plane. They're flying me, and then I'm getting off the plane.
It is Southwest, so technically, it is out and down.
All right,
yeah, that's true.
Going to Dallas, whatever.
Yeah,
and I don't know where. I don't even know where JP is. He in Outer Banks? Is that where he is?
I think he's at his timeshare. Yeah.
Is it raining all week for him?
I don't know.
What is it in the?
I only tend to know the weather either where I'm at, or if I'm going somewhere soon. I kind of know the weather there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I couldn't tell you the weather in like Oregon right now or Texas. I have no idea.
Right.
So I think there were some twisters running through like Nebraska yesterday. I did see
feed. One of Reed Timmer's boys say, was there a tornado that was just like out there for like 30 minutes?
I'm not sure. There were definitely tornadoes in the Midwest last
night. I'm not sure that it touched down, but they were like, incredible, 30 minutes. Does that mean it was just
kind
of hovering above
someone
the ground?
Roof up about
Reed doesn't text me
two,
back
300
anymore.
Feet, oh. My Lord.
Yeah. My Lord.
He's on to bigger and better.
Yeah, I texted him a few months ago and never responded. So
right.
I was asking.
Didn't you have some other guys? Who was the guy that you were running around with in their car?
I don't talk to him anymore. I can't remember his name.
Something bad happened?
No, just out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Lost contact.
Yeah. He ended up moving.
Did one of those guys die? One of Reed's boys?
Yeah.
One
of the original storm chasers from that show.
Did he die in the chase?
Yeah.
He was in the chase, got caught up in it?
This was a few years ago, but yes, he did. Can't remember his name. I never met that guy.
They actually take that Dominator or whatever into... I know that it drops down in theory, and that's why it's supposed to not like lift up.
Mm-hmm.
It still seems butt dicey to me.
Oh, it's dicey. I was in that car.
Yeah.
But yeah, it drops down so the wind can't get underneath it, but it's heavy.
Yeah, but it picks up houses sometimes.
Yeah, but
I've seen
a lot of the times when cars
Dominator looks pretty rinky dinky too.
I would think if it's 170 mile an hour winds or whatever, 140,
I've got a lot of exposure to tornadoes. Wizard of Oz, top five movie of all time.
Right.
The original Twister, and sadly, I wasted, I think, an hour and 45 minutes of my life with twisters.
Yeah.
Which was terrible.
Was it?
So I've seen a lot of tornadoes, like a lot of CGI and old school tornadoes. That's as close as I need to get.
Yeah.
If I see a tornado warning and my city gets thrown up there, your boy goes down in the basement. I'm not taking any chances.
Yeah.
I mean, a tornado could come ripping through the O-Town, but I'm going to be in the basement.
I'm with you, buddy.
I'm going to be hunkered down.
So I lied yesterday. I said that I was going to be interested and stay up for half of the Pacers game. Mm-hmm. I just was too exhausted. I was falling asleep.
Too much golf.
I went to bed.
Too exhausting.
No, I just didn't get enough sleep. I only watched first quarter, really. Little bits of it.
I watched the Nats.
Sense of the game.
I didn't watch any of the NBA.
I saw Brady House's first at bat. I think he had a little pop up to right field.
He had pop up, then he walked, and he hit a ground hard line drive in the.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Eighth or ninth.
Mm-hmm.
There was a runner on, but he grabbed a double play.
Finnegan just gave
a lead on Woods homer, right?
They gave them the game in the ninth. Three runs in the ninth.
It's Jim Hickey's fault, though. Jim Hickey told him to throw meatballs.
Yeah, he has the coach's fault.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it's just everything's going wrong for him. Kevin Franzen, after the game, when he was talking to Dan Colto, he said, you know what? You look at the schedule and you say, all right, the Rockies are coming to town and mm-hmm. you should win that series. He goes, but the Nats aren't proven to beat anybody.
Right.
The Nats aren't doing anything right. Mm-hmm. So you got to hold a 4-3 lead in the ninth against the Rockies.
Now that's correct. I'm officially worried about our bet.
So worried now.
I felt so good about it.
Now they've
like
got to go
3 weeks ago.
They've got to go 41 and 49.
I don't feel great. I feel the opposite of great at this point.
At least they got four runs. I mean, they didn't get the win, but at least they got some runs.
Yeah, but they only had four hits.
That's your takeaway. They only lost by two.
Trying to get
the
some starter
to the Rockies.
The starter had a 7.5 ERA.
Yep.
You can't.
Well, he gave up four runs.
It's a full-on disaster.
He gave up four runs in 4 2/3.
That's a debacle of a loss.
So his ERA last night was about 9.
Mm-hmm.
So even though a day or two ago you said there's no chance the Rockies are going to sweep the Nats.
I still don't think they're going to sweep them.
They probably won't, but it's in play now.
Hell yeah,
it's officially in play.
Of course.
When do we have Mike? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
If they lose tonight, it's going to be real fun having Riz on tomorrow with a 10-game losing streak.
Even if they do break the streak, I don't think he's going to be in the greatest mood with the way that they've been playing of late.
Man, they just need a win. But you know what? Jake Irvin, he's had a pretty good year, but man, he gives up first inning homers all the time.
Mm. Well, one thing this losing streak solidifies, this team... I mean, I thought they were already, but they're going to be in sell mode come the trade deadline end of July.
Oh, Finnegan.
I guess Finnegan. Okay.
Finnegan is one. Any veterans that any other team show
interest
in?
If anybody wants Nate Lowe.
Yeah, take them off the Nats' hands.
And all their vets are pretty much putrid, so who's going to want them?
I don't know. I would think that they would want Finnegan.
But anybody who thought that they were in potential acquire or buy mode, that window has officially closed. That window has slammed shut.
I thought the idea was buy mode, not for this year, but for like the next 5 years. Mm. You know, not like a arm to win the World Series.
Right.
That's what I interpreted that article as, but who knows?
They had opportunities to put up more runs, especially in the fourth, but Riley Adams just hit a pop-up with a couple guys on. But again, Irvin puts him in the hole, giving up two in the first, and then... Finnegan comes in with a one-run lead. He's been pretty damn good. One of the better closers in terms of saves, and gives up two bombs. What are you going to do?
Yep.
Another blown save.
Unfortunate turn.
What you
going to
do? Yeah. I mean, everything's going wrong for this team.
All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, we've got Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe, legendary sports writer. He's going to join us at 8:00, and Chelsea Janes, Washington Post national baseball writer. She will join us at 9:25. We'll talk Nats and more with her. We'll do the Junk Sports page next when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.